Okay, we're back. And we have a great guest with us tonight, Ashley Vonita, who is the Chief Nursing Officer of Equim Medical. Equim is a company that puts doctors and nurses anywhere to help hospitals and patients through telehealth. Equim isn't new to telehealth or healthcare, and as listeners, you will have heard of them before. America doesn't have enough doctors or nurses, and those that we do have aren't spread out across our cities and rural regions equally. So, Equim's doctors use the telehealth cameras and electronic medical systems to help level out care. It's solving access. Ashley is here tonight as Chief Nursing Officer. Ashley is leading the design and build of virtual nursing and virtual sitting services for Equim. Before this, Ashley was a practicing bedside nurse and hospital administrator. So this will be interesting as Ashley has been developing care from the bedside to this new website for a long time. Ashley shared a little earlier about her new virtual care collaboration center outside of Nashville, Tennessee, which is like air traffic control, but to take care of hundreds of patients across hospitals across the country. Ashley, we appreciate you taking the time to speak with us tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So also with us is Dr. Teresa Rincon, who I appreciate staying on the show with us tonight. Help us with this interview with Ashley Vonita. Say hello.
Hello, I'm so glad to be here and have this opportunity to talk with Ashley and hear from her about her experiences with virtual nursing.
Great, glad you could stay. So, Ashley, please tell us, how is Equim Medical using virtual nursing as a solution to acute care and critical care units at hospitals?
Great. So Equim uses virtual nursing as an adjunct for support for the bedside staff. We hire critical care nurses who can support patients in any clinical area with their daily tasks, documentations like admissions and discharges. We mentor novice nurses who have not worked at the bedside before, not had a lot of hands-on patient care. And we really work on total patient care coordination. So basically, anything the bedside nurse can do that doesn't require touching the patient, we can do from a distance.
What do you think of that, Dr. Rincon? Is that going to help healthcare?
Absolutely. And I'm so excited because Ashley has such recent experience at the bedside leading teams of nurses in a hospital setting. So she can really bring a refreshing lens to virtual nursing and how it can impact the practice of nursing and the outcomes of our patients.
Yeah, that's going to be very valuable. So, Ashley, please explain some of the complications around virtual patient care.
So I would say the number one complication still continues to be organizational buy-in. Staff find it difficult to change. We just don't like change. So Equim comes in and we offer a new process to their current workflow. And we work really hard with each facility to make sure that we redesign their current workflow to improve efficiencies and patient outcomes. And so it's really a process change and not just a staffing supplement.
Yeah, I can see how that might be a little difficult to get everyone on board on the same system. What are your thoughts, Dr. Rincon?
Oh, change management is always a huge issue in the clinical setting. Every time we try to make changes, we run into some similar problems. And, over the last few decades of working in telehealth, we've experienced these types of challenges. And it's going to be hurdles we'll have to overcome. But I think that what we're seeing across the nation for the need for this, as well as what the kind of silver lining of the pandemic has brought, people in the clinical world are a little bit more open to the idea of using virtual tools and technologies.
Yeah, I bet. And then what about the shortages? Is it becoming a problem for hospitals with nursing shortages and filling these roles?
I would say the workforce challenge, everyone is doing more with less. And it's not just nursing, but the ancillary staff as well. In nursing, we continue to see exponential shortages. And I'm afraid the worst is yet to come. We're tired, we're burned out, we're getting older. So that's a huge challenge for hospitals. And then the margins, hospitals just don't have the money they used to. So we need to be smarter with our resources. And those rising labor costs, we offer an option that bridges the gap to help with that.
Wow. Yeah, nurses are so valuable as we learned through the pandemic. My next question is, Equim is an acute telehealth company and recently was recognized as a top 150 digital health company of 2022 by CB Insights research firm. Why are hospitals reaching out today seeking the support of services like the ones Equim provides?
Well, as I mentioned, margins are shrinking. Workforce is shrinking, and there's challenges across the nation, not just in rural health, but in big cities. And we offer an option that we can take care of patients regardless of their location. And so I think that that's one of the big reasons. The other reasons is our experience and then our process redesign.
Yeah, I'm sure battling burnout is certainly on the top of the food chain here for hospitals and keeping these nurses and doctors in place. So that is going to be very valuable as we go forward. Would you agree, Dr. Rincon?
Absolutely. Burnout and moral distress are a couple of big buzzwords you just hear across the industry right now. The pandemic really put our providers of care at all levels through emotional, psychological, and physical exhaustion. And we're seeing the repercussions of that. So we're dealing with burnout from that level. And at the same time, that's compounded with the shortages in labor that are leading more and more people to kind of give up on their careers and want to do something different. So we need to look for these types of innovative ways to ensure that we fill those gaps in care, that we assist with the labor tasks that are needed for caring for patients, and we support the caregivers at the bedside in meaningful ways.
Well said. I know that the patient needs to be the center of our focus and not the physicians, because they are so busy and they have so much responsibility. And these are the types of new technology that are coming up that is going to change healthcare for the better. So we're talking to Equa Medical, and we're talking about virtual nursing and telehealth. And Ashley, are we there yet? Is now the time?
Now is the time. We know we can't keep doing the things that we've been doing the same way and have the same outcomes. We simply don't have enough staff. There's not enough doctors, nurses, and hospitals can't keep their beds open and continue to treat patients and hospitals with the way we've always done it. So accepting digital is not new. We use Amazon, we telebank, we understand those platforms. So now is the time. I think the pandemic gave us the window of opportunity for embracing it. And patients see that same convenience. So absolutely, I think now's the time. It allows virtual care anywhere. So if you're a bedside nurse, you can only take care of 5 or 6 patients. As a virtual nurse, you can take care of upwards of 30. So we're not limited by the hospital proper, and patients appreciate that.
I would agree wholeheartedly. We are seeing that virtual nursing, it's really not that new. I started doing virtual nursing in 2003 as a staff nurse. So it's been around for a while, and for decades been successfully used in the acute and critical care settings and in emergency departments as well. So we really just need to embrace this technology, and we have to make sure that we design the systems, which Equim does very well. They have a great way of designing systems. And at Blue Cirrus, we help people design systems as well if they need that help. But design systems of care that use each of the roles and clearly defines the responsibilities within those roles in meaningful ways.
Speaking to our listeners, we just have to hold on to our valuable healthcare system and try to push it along. We don't have the same patience for other businesses and industries like banking, and we wouldn't wait. So why would we do the same in healthcare? Technology is going to advance us. We need to take advantage of that. And our clinicians are expecting us to help them out. So with that, we're talking with Ashley Von Nieta, Chief Nursing Officer from Equim Medical. Thank you for your time tonight. Our show's goal is always to bring listeners, educated and established doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers in to speak with us. So we want to provide our listeners the latest information in healthcare, not only locally, but on a national level. If you're interested in learning more about Blue Cirrus and the world of digital health, you can find this interview and more on our website, blue-cirrus.com. Thank you so much, Ashley. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe. This was fun, and I hope you guys have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. This was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed this time speaking with you.
Introducing our next guest, Wendy Diebert from Kagility. This is WATD Radio 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.